We have great frustration the way the federal government manages the lands it's supposed to be in charge of, whether it's Forest Service or BLM, you know, parks, even to an extent, Bureau of Reclamation owns some lands that isn't just watered and devoted. And so bottom line is that I know many people in the private sector that could do better, and if we can apply some private sector thinking to what the forest should have done, it'd be a lot better off, health-wise, fire safe, and including economic, because for some reason the U.S. is the number two importer of wood of all Western countries, and yet we burn hundreds of thousands of acres, millions of acres every year in the West, and so it's really annoying. And so when I hear that, you know, the Forest Service has devised a 10-year plan, and we went over the number of acres. Forest Service has nearly 200 million acres under its purview, and their 10-year plan is to treat 20 million acres, treat meaning, I guess, thinning and making it fire safe and getting some economic benefit from it. 20 million is 10% of 200 million, and over 10 years, that means 2 million per year. So that'll be a treatment rate of 1% per year. That'll take 100 years to get over it, okay? So that's not going to cut it. It doesn't cut it with the people in my district that have been burned out. You know, we've had devastating fires in the Camp Fire, the Carr Fire, the Dixie Fire, and others that, you know, the Beckworth. There's a lot of smaller fires that don't get as much attention, but they're still destructive, and they take people's homes and ranches and habitat that is important across the board as well.